Oh, we have to one of these days get you to play the theme song every week.
Me?
On the piano, yeah.
Are we going with
the chopsticks?
Are we sticking with that one?
We gotta. I gotta write something. I gotta go home and figure out.
Can we get the rights to Heart and Soul?
Do you want me to? I mean, do we want to just pay George $5 and just have him make something?
Yeah.
But no. But we need it in sheet music because we want like a live house band to play it. So Adam will play it.
Live house band. You.
Yeah.
You are the entire house band.
Now that
I'm that good.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Do you play any instrument?
No.
Anything?
No.
Anything at all?
You don't play
accordion. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
What can you play?
I at one point in time played the trumpet.
Okay.
At one point.
You still have one.
That's not bad.
I still have one.
Okay. Piano, trumpet.
I can rock the tambourine.
Ooh. Okay.
Tambourine.
Give me a kazoo. I'll bring the house down.
I have a recorder in my car. So all I'm saying.
Why?
All the same. Exactly.
All I'm saying is we could
do. Do they still teach the recorder?
We could every week, every single week, do a live intro.
And we could, as if we're like our own Roots crew, you know?
You want to do that?
It's pretty great. I think we honestly should.
And we should freestyle it, call it, it's like jazz, right? Like just.
No, we don't do that.
You don't want to freestyle?
Because just because I play trumpet doesn't mean I'm good enough to freestyle trumpet.
No, I think we should all freestyle.
I
can't even really freestyle piano.
We all just play very different music styles.
Be so cacophonous.
I could maybe get a good. That is the worst idea I've ever.
It'd be a good bit once.
Yeah, but it's not a bit unless you do it a lot.
Now,
that's true.
Am I allowed to freestyle like taps on the trumpet? Because that's all I remember how to play. Burr, 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 burr. That's exactly how it would sound, by the way. No need to get the horn.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I would love it if
Louis is rolling over. He's like, what the fuck is that?
They stop.
That's beautiful. Holy
they stop
shit.
Using trumpets. And they just use Nico's voice recording.
Bah, bah, bah. Every military funeral. Now get ready for the 21-gun salute.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. So terrible.
Lasers, apparently.
Pew, 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 pew.
You know, when the military gets
intense. Was that 19 or 18?
When the military. That's not how it works. You know, three shots with seven guns, right?
I lost count.
Three shots with seven guns. Yes, no.
Three shots with seven guns.
That's correct.
You don't lose count.
You
can't lose count.
By the way. I have a pretty funny story about Curry the hamster. God rest his soul. By the way, Curry is no longer here because he's dead.
Okay, I figured. I figured when he's not over
they
there.
They accidentally put him in the dishwasher. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Accidentally, that's important.
The garbage disposal. Just
whoa.
Yeah. By mistake.
And then they drank it. What?
Mm. Okay, Adam.
Wow, way to take
ruin everything.
Okay,
Adam ruins everything.
It was
everything.
Already bad.
Way to take
hey,
it.
Hey, they already have a show about that. Can you shut up? Adam ruins everything.
Not bad, not bad.
Thanks, man.
So we go because my sister wants to do a funeral for the hamster. We go in the backyard to
did
bury.
Did you shout taps?
To bury the
wait, you did a funeral for the hamster?
Did you get Nerf guns into a 21 gun?
Why did she want a funeral for the hamster? She didn't give a shit about the hamster.
Well, no, she says she cared about that. It was more just a ceremonial. She's a good Christian that way. And so we went.
Hamsters don't go to heaven.
Well, that was a big argument, as a matter of fact, because my father said
yeah,
that Curry's
didn't
not,
die for that hamster.
Curry's not going to heaven, and then that upset her. Upset
no,
her
but
much.
Hamster,
is it
because
he was?
Jesus
is it because he was homosexual, or why didn't Curry go to heaven? What's the reason?
He married a black hamster.
That's not racist. That's racist. That's not bad. You can marry black people and go to heaven.
You just can't be gay people.
His previous owner was Richard Gere.
Anyway.
What? Oh. Did you really just pull out a Richard Gere joke?
Whoa.
Out of left field.
Okay. Anyway. So back to.
That would do it.
That reminds me of a good Who's Line joke, actually.
Back to my hamster funeral. So we're. We're in the backyard. My brother has a shovel. I'm there. My aunt came over. And my aunt, because she has a bad sense of humor, sometimes a bad taste, says, Gabby, go get an American flag for Curry. We end up giving him a military funeral in the backyard. We start playing. Burr, burr, burr.
Wait, you legitimately did this?
You legit played Taps for a Hamster.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And we put the flag in the ground and gave it a military funeral.
That's pretty insulting to any actual veteran.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Be that as it may.
Curry didn't fight in any war.
No, well, he's a member of this household, so that in and itself is a war.
Think about it. There are veterans out there who have just been totally obliterated and didn't get shit in the way of an honorable funeral, yes. And your fucking hamster.
But we put our hamster, we did it the way that
did
God
did. Did you give
intended.
Him, like a Medal of Honor afterwards?
Yeah, but all of his hamster buddies came and took their medals and just hammered it into the coffin.
We gave him a we gave him a purple heart, but it was one of those heart candies you give on Valentine's Day. That's what
you found in the couch cushion.
Yes. Yeah, that's a hamster purple heart.
I should have come and given him my purple heart.
Yeah,
I don't want to know what kind of euphemism that is.
It's not a euphemism.
No,
you've seen it. He has.
Oh, that's
a purple
right.
heart.
You're a shitty person.
He bought a purple heart
from a flea market.
A guy was like, "Hey, I don't want my grandfather's medals. Take them."
He's also a shitty person.
Right? He's also pretty shitty.
He's the type of guy that would bury a hamster.
You do know at the Plainville flea market, there is a guy who sells purple hearts.
That's
legitimately.
That's a booth? Yeah. That's the entire booth?
Well, he sells military memorabilia. You can actually buy Nazi newspapers there.
Really? Well,
I would want one of those.
Yeah, me too. That's interesting.
I almost bought one, actually.
Really?
But yeah,
Nazi
memorabilia
is fascinating shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has a lot of stuff. You should go check it out.
That doesn't mean we want to be Nazis.
Yes.
No.
I mean, maybe.
It means we're history buffs.
Well, maybe it means we want to be Nazis.
And we're Nazis.
It is one of the most interesting times in U.S. history. World history.
I'm open to other points of view. That's which I'd just like to read some
I'm not.
I mean, he gave us interstates and Volkswagen.
Generally speaking, there is a right and a wrong.
Yes.
So I disagree.
He gave universal health care, so obviously, you know.
If fascism leads to co-ed showers.
No, he definitely didn't either.
If fascism leads to co-ed showers, then why not?
Excellent point.
That's referencing last week.
That's a callback. Oh,
okay. You wouldn't get it because you weren't here.
Yeah, you were.
I've seen Starship Troopers, though. Yeah.
I'm just giving you a look like it.
Well, Nico didn't see it. Hmm.
Nico thought it was fucking
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. Oh God!
Is this the Tim Allen movie?
That's the first thing I said.
Where's
I said,
Snape?
I said, wait, is Tim Allen in this movie?
Where's Alien Snape?
Where's Sigourney?
And I'm just like, what are you talking
about?
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, very different movie.
To infinity and beyond. Yeah, fuck you, Tim Allen.
I like Tim Allen. He's alright.
Do you hear Last Man Standing's coming back on Fox?
Oh, really?
That's right, because it's about time we got some more red blood in the network.
I'm sorry,
sitcom.
I love Last Man Standing.
I mean, don't we have, what's her name?
We got Roseanne now.
Yeah, I got Roseanne.
That's all we need, right?
They did an episode recently, she had a Muslim neighbor.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't it so weird that now the two heroes of the political right are Roseanne Barr and Kanye West?
I wouldn't say
heroes. No, they're the heroes.
2018.
2018. Are you ready to begin today's podcast, gentlemen?
I guess so.
Sure.
Got nothing else going on, huh?
Okay, here we go. We got a theme song. And we're doing it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Whoa. That was hot. Wow.
You want to retake that?
No, we're doing it live.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, you all may think my story is more fiction than it's fact.
No, I'm having fun. But believe it or
not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 quarter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here.
Good afternoon. That was a little off. We were a little off there.
Not too bad.
It was okay.
Yeah,
for what it was.
For one take.
Nah. Were you counting down from three for like 15 seconds?
Yeah, I was like...
Really feeling it. That's our live house band, everybody. It's the Tree Stumps crew.
We wrote all
the
of that.
Tree Stumps.
Yeah, that's the name of our house band. That's what we're going to be.
The Tree Stumps.
I want to see a band that's where there's four members and they're called the Foreskins. I want that. Like the four skins.
Yeah. Nick, that's a better idea than your idea.
What?
Your million-dollar idea.
You're talking about meandjew.com, the online Jewish dating website?
That's like something Woody Allen would write in one of his screenplays.
Yeah, nothing better than an idea that just involves the name of a URL. It's just, I got it!
Well, it's just like when you write the name of the movie before you write the movie.
Right.
Or like, for example, this TV show.
Exactly right.
My mom is a car.
Or this podcast for the past 3 fucking years.
Best point.
Oh, by the way, did you notice we have a fairly new comment on iTunes?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Have you checked it recently? I haven't checked that page recently.
Yeah, I did.
Read it to me,
like
Zach.
Like a 2018 comment?
Yeah.
Read it to me, Zach.
March.
Is it a review?
Read it to me, Zach.
Oh, well, someone just left a comment. They were like, yeah, I came for
Zach.
Something.
Zach.
Oh, I think
I don't have it with me.
Fucking read it to me! No, I think I saw this. Was this the Birdemic comment?
Yes.
It might have been.
By the way, this is incentive to review us on iTunes. We'll always read your review, no matter what you put there. So, like, if you want to, like, write the Communist Manifesto, transcribe it on iTunes.
We'll read some of it.
Like, no, we're going to read everything.
I'm not going to read the whole Communist Manifesto.
Well, yeah, okay,
well,
sure.
For the record, don't post the whole thing at once. Post it in, like, segments.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll get to it.
Parse that shit out.
Can you imagine if, like, at the end of every show, we're like, okay, and today we're going to read today's segment of the Communist Manifesto?
Well, doesn't the Communist Manifesto represent our podcast perfectly?
No.
Really?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
I love the idea of the there's a segment for the Communist Manifesto.
So, yeah, this was...
Just to remind us why, you know, it's bad. You know.
Well, it's generally frowned upon.
What's better, the Communist Manifesto or Mein Kampf?
Well, what's better? One killed less people.
Well, what's a more breezy read? That's what I want to know.
What's a breezy read?
I like.
Hey,
to
which
see...
one's on Audible?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if both.
Which one can I get with my Amazon Prime subscription? Is what I'd like to know.
They're both bad, Adam. I mean, I'm not gonna really pick sides here.
I went to Barnes and Noble one time.
I mean, that's like picking between like Stalin and Hitler. Really?
No. I went to Barnes and Noble one time, and I'm just walking through, like, you know, the political section, whatever it is, and there's, you know, books about like Abe Lincoln, Washington, Hillary Clinton, blah blah blah, and then we get
sure
to the,
in that order.
But you know what I mean. We get to the...
You know, the most famous political
Washington,
leaders.
Lincoln, and Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. No, I'm not even
one
really...
of these things is not like the others.
But there was an entire section devoted to Hillary Clinton, but there was also an entire section devoted to Donald Trump. And right next to the
guess
first...
what? Only one of them's president.
It's true.
Hate to break it to you.
That's not the point. Mm. Right next to the...
Hey, Washington was a president, wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't
remember. Yeah, so long ago.
George Washington Carver? That's the peanut guy.
Oh, you're right.
George Washington Carver? I'm sorry to interrupt.
He's the peanut guy.
What does that mean, he's the peanut guy?
He invented
peanut butter.
I couldn't even keep a straight face as I said it.
He invented the peanut.
He's just like Jimmy Carter. They made peanuts.
Okay, are you sure he's not the real name of Mr. Peanut? Like that he just got a monocle and a top hat
I think
on?
George Washington Carver is like was it peanut butter?
Yes!
He invented peanut butter, but then he realized you could use it for a bunch of other things. So, like, peanut oil, we have him to thank for.
He, like, mass-produced, like, peanut products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, figured out how to... It was, like,
something
which like,
is, like,
the out, like,
second most important, like, agricultural product besides corn in America.
Yeah, he said...
Who was the corn guy?
I don't know. Hoover.
Okay.
Hoover.
George Washington Hoover.
Oh. No, that's my theory with George Washington Carver. The only reason we pay attention to him is because he has the same name as George Washington.
Well,
is
just
that,
like Martin
it's because
the
teacher
Jr.
So you're saying a teacher picked up the wrong book once. Like, no, I need this.
No,
oh,
that's
shit.
Not the reason why.
I know. The opposite is true with Martin Luther King Jr. Because Martin Luther,
right.
I almost want to say he's less important, but...
Well, he's probably not less important, but he certainly taught less in history class.
Yeah,
so I would, you know, he might be more important. I don't know.
He invented, like, every sect of the church that isn't
right.
The Catholic Church, right?
Well, no, he...
Not invented,
he was the father of Lutheranism.
Which is, like, pretty much not
which is like, yeah,
Catholic,
which is,
Catholicism.
Which is a sect of Christianity.
No, it's everything but Catholicism. That's what it is.
At least everything else branched off of Lutheranism,
yeah.
Is the point.
But anyhow. I found out recently that, you know the whole thing about, oh, he went and nailed his... manifesto or whatever.
Yeah, he's
to the
a
door.
Dick.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
Oh, really? Oh.
No, he went and pinned up a petition to talk with the leaders of the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't just like a list of demands. It was just, yeah, you know.
So it was like, he was like, oh, hey, I'm calling you to come over to Germany.
It was probably some stupid illiterate kids who didn't fucking get it, and they told the story wrong.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Oh, the fish was this big.
Get the tea on the pot. Martin Luther's coming over. That's all it was. It wasn't as dramatic as that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Where were we?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, this review.
Yes.
Oh, did you have a point that you wanted to make?
Well, it doesn't matter now. It's lost its momentum. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
The Communist Manifesto.
All I was going to say was that when I was looking at books in fucking Barnes & Noble...
You found Mein Kampf?
I found Mein Kampf right next to the first Donald Trump book. So, yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? Triggered. There's a huge republication of Mein Kampf because... I think 2 years ago or something, it became in the public domain.
Mm.
So now everyone is trying to print it and get it out there.
Disney's trying to get their movie produced.
Oh, you know, Walt Disney might.
Yeah, they don't
Walt Disney would be like, yeah, let's do it.
They don't want to lose the rights. They got to get the live action reboot out there in theaters as quickly as possible.
Oh my God.
If I was a Jew. Just like Hitler singing. Like looking out the windows and
hey Hitler, let it go. Let it go.
Okay, so this review. Yeah, please rate it.
Looked for Birdemic review and now I'm hooked.
Wow. That was one that didn't have Nico in it too.
Yep, then that's why
it was.
I'm sensing a pattern. I have been going through the other episodes and the other podcasts. Enjoy them all. This guy got a hold of us on Facebook.
Did he?
Yeah, because he was like, where can I find...
Oh, you're right. We did have a Facebook guy reach out.
Same guy. Yeah, he was like, I'm trying to find Fateful Findings somewhere on YouTube. Okay. Send me a link.
We know it's the same guy for a fact?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Cool. It's the same. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to write a review, go on iTunes or Stitcher or anything and write a review. We'll read it.
It's probably better that he stops listening to us, though.
Yeah.
Send us a message in a fortune cookie.
Ooh.
But send that fortune cookie... in a Ferrari.
Yes.
Self-addressed, obviously. I mean.
With a self-addressed stamped envelope. Yes.
You just walk out one day, you just have the world's largest envelope sitting in front of you. Like, what the fuck?
Can we do it like old radio shows used to do and be like, do you want a signed letter from fucking Mr. Rogers? Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Mr. Rogers?
Well, I like what Car Talk used to do.
What did they do?
So their puzzler, they would do the puzzle every week, and you have to send in your answer, and it would always be like, send your answer written on the back of a $20 bill encased in a 1928 self-adhesive envelope. So it's just, like, every week it'd be some random fucking thing to have sent.
That sounds like a clue for an escape room.
How do you send a self-addressed envelope?
Well, you put the envelope in the envelope.
You put an envelope in another envelope?
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's a thing that used to happen all the time.
That's so stupid. Just send an email. Idiot. God damn.
Yeah, 1960s child.
Nick, you're a genius.
Send an email. How much would an autographed photo of the four of us go for?
Right now?
Or how much would we have to pay the person?
I was going to say, we would have to pay them.
To take it, yeah.
-12
Do you think one person wants an autograph of us?
No.
What if it was a nude?
There was that.
What if it was a nude
girl in British Columbia who wanted your T-shirt?
Not of us. Just a nude.
Yeah, just,
we just found it online.
Just an old Playboy.
Yeah.
I'll sign it for
you.
What
if we do like
it's mailed.
Yeah, we should do a nude calendar. We can each get 3 months.
Ooh.
GGL.
And we should really just like spread legs right under the ass crack.
Yes.
Get a zoom in right there.
You know, I know you're kidding, but I've never disliked an idea more.
Get a good look at the scrotum. Get that.
Do we want a picture?
September.
No. Scrotober.
It's anal beads August.
Up your butt and around the corner.
What the fuck, Adam? You suck.
Now
that wasn't even funny.
Things.
It's nipple ring November.
What are we talking about?
Anyone? Anyone?
Ask is a May.
Oh no! Oh no!
Masochism.
Missionary march. Just really boring. Just like, you put the sheets between each other and cut a hole for Jesus.
I don't think that's
mission. Cut a hole for Jesus.
Well, because you can't enjoy it.
That's true. You can't enjoy it.
Isn't that what, like, the Puritans did or something?
What?
And then they beat their wives for having sex. Afterwards.
What are you talking about? Oh, you're talking to... I
don't... No, yeah, you put the sheet between you and your wife and you cut a hole in it so that way you don't...
It's not the Puritans.
No, I know. I don't remember who it is, though, but I know it's not the Puritans, but I just thought it was funny.
Oh.
Those bags that are meant
to... Is it Amish or something, or who does that?
Didn't they... Everyone used to do... That was meant
is
to prevent
the Mormons?
From...
It's the Mormons?
It's the Mormons, I think.
Is it the Mormons?
So that's what Mitt Romney did.
So first of all, no one actually does this. But
that's what
on.
Mitt Romney did. No.
Who cuts hole in a sheet?
Hey, guys, to have sex.
If you cut that's a hole in a sheet, send it to us at...
Okay. I was thinking...
Please don't do that.
See, I was thinking of that...
The thing. Orthodox Jews.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, should we get a P.O. box?
No. Who's going to send a shit for them to a P.O. box? They might. Maybe they will. Are we just, like, welcoming the next Unabomber to just start, you know, it's the podcast bomber that just sends to random podcasts.
And he starts with us?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow. Just... We'd have a pretty good heads up.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I feel like if he was good to start, it would be, like, This American Life.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And Nico, worst case, he does start with us, we could become a very famous podcast.
Good.
Very quickly.
Point. Yeah. The posthumous, why is this a thing?
That's true. I mean, isn't that all we want?
That's all we want. Legacy, baby. Legacy. If you want to send us shit, I don't know, let us know. We'll take your fucking shit.
But more importantly, if you want to bomb us,
no,
go right ahead.
No, I mean, you know, just send
don't
it.
Do that.
Just send it to Adam first.
Mostly because it's a crime.
We'll give him a prod and we'll
send it to Adam Hall.
Yes. That town's not real.
It's not going to say.
It's going to get lost
it.
In the USPS for the next 10 years.
The refrigerator box under the I-84 ramp. Yeah.
Just some little kid in a tricycle just comes and delivers it once a month. It's like in Stranger Things season 2 when the guy's leaving.
See, okay, you lost
Eggos for 11 in the middle of the woods.
Oh, I know.
You get me. I
actually know
guys.
What you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a big Stranger Things fan, though. So,
am I the only one who likes it?
Yeah.
I don't dislike it.
Mm. I dislike it.
Really? Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's not my... you'd think it would be right up my alley. Didn't like it at all.
It's so up his alley that he just can't like it.
Are you a fan of The Guest? I feel like I've asked this 1,000 times. Guest.
Which one? What's that?
Oh, my God.
It's a horror movie. Kind of a horror movie, not really.
It's a weird genre mix.
The guy comes back from the overseas. And oh, no. Yeah, he's friends with the son.
With the brother. And he's like, he told me to send you a message. And then he turns out to, he wants to help the family, but he turns out to be a psychopath. And he ends
up. Sure. No, I haven't seen it yet. What I have seen was The Perfect Host.
The Perfect Host or The Host?
Remember The Host?
The Host is the Asian one with the giant octopus
the
thing.
Bong
no,
Joon-ho?
It's like I think it's The Perfect Host.
Perfect Host is the one with like Shailene Woodley or some shit, or one of those random-ass white girls.
The horrible one that was written by the chick who wrote Twilight?
I started watching a really shitty show.
Oh, yeah?
What? The Magicians, really bad.
What? The Magicians.
I didn't want to watch it.
Was that
it.
The one that's on like sci-fi or something like that?
No. Ugh. It's like barely better than Once Upon a Time, but significantly worse than Supernatural, which is already bad.
Oh no, that's a really bad sweet spot right there.
It's really
you do
bad.
Not want to fall in that range.
Sweet spot.
It's bad.
Okay. No, the Perfect Host. What? With. Of course, my phone isn't fucking loading on this shitty ass Wi-Fi.
Nick, I will give you $10 if you can give me the first name of that person.
Oh my God.
I couldn't.
Isaiah?
No. Close enough. Pretty close.
What is it?
Clay. Clay.
Okay.
How is that close?
Is that close?
No, because there's an Isaiah Thomas, but you know.
Oh, it's Thompson.
That's Thompson. Pretty close.
So it's Mother's Day.
Oh yeah. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy moms.
Happy.
Why are you telling us Happy Mother's Day?
Because, you know.
Somebody did that to me earlier today, actually. They said Happy Mother's Day, and I went, thanks.
We're all mothers to somebody.
We're not.
Yeah, we are.
By definition, we are not.
Your hamster just died. You're not a mother.
You no longer have a child.
Yeah, we have like a maternal thing going on here. I mean, we nurture.
We have a maternal. What are you
talking about? Yeah, we nurture the ears of our listeners.
No, we don't.
Absolutely.
They suck at our teats.
Do we nurture?
As we feed them their daily nutrients.
Suck on my teat September, might say.
Man, this is a good podcast. I'm into this.
Do you think they enjoy it when we rub our beards on the mics? Is that
no,
not true?
No, they definitely don't.
I think they get a kick out of it. Or when we breathe.
I think
them.
It's funny.
I think it's funny as well. No, the breath is the most uncomfortable thing.
They can feel it on their necks.
Yes, they can.
And that's the worst part. They're wearing headphones. Who's that breathing on my neck?
Oh, it's Adam and I. We find them.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And
oh,
then God. We wait for them to listen and time it perfectly.
It's breathe on my neck November, actually.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of November going on.
I was
going
to say.
Too much November.
This calendar has like four Novembers.
Did you say too much November? Too much,
yeah. Yes, I did.
November is the greatest month, though, right?
What? No, it's
not.
Oh,
no, it's not. Yes. No.
November, sweet.
Not even close.
November is sweet.
Not even
Thanksgiving. Election Day.
No.
All these days off for no reason. It's fantastic.
I like August a lot.
I like
Football.
October. I'm an October
and,
guy.
Yeah, I like October
I
think too.
I'm a December guy. I really like winter. Plus,
December's okay,
Christmas
but I don't
the
like the snow.
Then once you go to January, it's an immediate drop off. It's just the fall off a cliff in January.
Yeah. And you're dead. Yeah.
January, I think, is the second.
I think it's
month.
May and November, to be honest with you. Those are my two.
May?
I've always loved May because it's hope. It's summer. We're here.
I actually like May a lot, and
I like May a lot.
October. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's your birthday, man. May and October,
hey,
I feel like.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy
birthday.
Happy
birthday. Birthday was yesterday.
I love any season that takes. Or any What the fuck am I talking
about? Any season.
Any.
What's your favorite season of what show?
Fuck you. Any month that takes place in the fall, I absolutely adore because fall is the best thing ever to me.
Mm. Yeah, fall's
I
great.
I love the fall.
Yeah. False, but it's okay.
What do you mean?
It's cool. Because summer's better.
No, it's not.
No,
that's all
not.
I'm saying.
No,
it's not. Summer's a little better.
Wait till you start paying the electric bill for your air conditioner. Bitch.
Summer has literally never been better since I've been alive, in my opinion. Yeah. I've never liked summer
more. I'm not a big summer guy. But I like the cold and the snow.
By the way, I'm drinking Coke. Nico likes Pepsi, so you have no
clout here.
You have no clout here whatsoever.
I feel
psychopath.
I feel powerless. This is really that's how you intimidate me
that's
in my
right.
natural habitat.
Is he just sips a beverage?
Is you bring Coke? Share a Coke with your enemy.
We have two Coke.
I was gonna say Zach
I'm,
and
I'm,
I.
I am also drinking a Coke.
What happened to
what
this?
What is wrong with you, by the way? Explain
what?
This. Why explain.
Did, I don't need to defend myself
defend
in my own
Pepsi,
home.
You piece
I don't
of
need
shit.
To do this.
Yes,
I don't
you
need
do.
To, I don't need to defend.
Hey, it helped solve racism. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't, are you talking about that ad? That yeah. failed? In this time of racism, buy Pepsi.
Yeah.
I love how you said that's solved
it's
racism.
Solved racism.
It's weird. Our sales went down, but so did racism.
Hold on. You're saying Pepsi thinks there's a direct correlation?
I mean, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
So, maybe well, according we to go according out of to them, so is yeah, they either have to go out of business
and then just
or
Hitler
cause
the CEO
more
chair.
Racism in the world.
You just have Hitler at the CEO's chair, just like no. Speak perfect English now.
I love how that strategy too.
Well,
was.
He's had 70 years.
He learned.
It's like who's the representative that we're gonna send to cure all of the conflict in the world? Let's send a Kardashian. Let's send a member of the Kardashian family with a Pepsi can. It's a weird thing. anyway, what were we talking about?
Mother's My mom's Mother's. A car.
Yeah, your mom is a car. Yes,
specifically Nick's mom.
Beep beep.
that, are you sexualizing my mother?
Yes.
Right now?
No, I'm just honking her. That's all.
Don't honk my
whoa.
Mother.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do not honk whoa. His mother. That is his mother.
Just, you know.
I want to make so many other jokes towards Nico right now.
She's a Model T.
But
stop.
Is that a Model T? How close is that to a Model T?
It's
what?
That car in the show.
Not very.
I mean, it's a 28, right?
Yes, it's a 1928.
When did the Model T come out?
Before
yeah,
that.
But only shortly before that. And it was a Ford.
I don't think so.
Less than 20 years before that.
Yes,
sure.
The Model T is a Ford, but the Porter is not.
The Porter, is that what it's called?
The Porter is its own car.
Is that like its second model? The second
model? The Model T was 1908 to 1927. The Model T was never in production. With the 1928 Porter.
Okay, cool.
Wow. So we should explain why your mother's car...
Well, because she died.
Because she's dead, yeah. No,
and
is,
then she came back as a car.
Years ago.
It is. By the way, it is not my mom's a car honktober. It is instead.
What? What are you saying?
It is the name of a show we just watched called My Mom the Car.
I think we just saw him snap.
I think so, yeah.
Go on.
Because Nico is surprisingly incoherent right now.
Honktober?
Shockingly incoherent.
Yeah, too much mimosa today. I should explain something about my family, by
What's
the way.
What's in a mimosa?
I don't know. Champagne, right?
And?
Champagne and OJ.
Okay. Yeah, at least he knows what it is.
Good old OJ.
I know that. I come from a family of alcoholics. I get it. We had brunch at 3 o'clock today, which I think is the latest brunch ever in the history of mankind.
That's not really a brunch, is it?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, they just ended up having
That's
breakfast
later than lunch.
For lunch. Yeah, yeah, just, like, it's not.
I was going to say, isn't that all it is?
I swear to God, I ate lunch at like noon today, and then my family had a brunch at 3.
Ah.
Yeah. I killed Mother's Day, though, this year.
Good for you.
Killed it.
What'd you do?
Flowers, gift card, whole nine, wow. baby. Whole wow. nine.
Mind you, the whole nine only consists of flowers and a gift card, according to Nico.
It's more than I've ever
it.
Done. It's
that
more than
it.
I've ever done.
I asked my brother, I go, what are you getting mom for Mother's Day? He goes, I was thinking about giving her a hug. I'm like, wow.
I decided I'm going to love her this year.
I gave mine space.
No, that's
I gave her the house for the day.
That's kind of what like what my mom would want, though. Like, yeah. I gave her a card, I hugged her, and then she went off with my grandma and did shit.
Yeah,
oh, that's all they want. Oh, that's all good. She wants to do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's like fathers only ever want like a shitty mug
yep.
that doesn't cost them a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they ever want, and it's the greatest gift they'll ever receive.
That or a toolbox.
Or a toolbox.
Yeah, a toolbox always gets the job done.
Dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Go pluck the weeds.
Mow the fucking lawn for once.
And how about I told you 3 weeks ago.
How about you pay some rent every now and again? How about that? So, you know, get out,
get
you
out of the house.
Every fucking light on.
Here's some cyanide, kid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Get out of here. I don't need you anymore.
I got my dad a box set of Seinfeld 1 year, and he fucking loved it.
Oh, that's good. That's
my dad and I just go to a car show every year. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all we do. Yeah. And we go out and drink.
Yeah.
How early did that start? How old were you when you
were
first
drinking?
Got drunk with your father?
When I first got drunk with my father?
Yeah.
Six?
17. Okay. Although there is a picture of me in my baby walker.
Oh, no.
With a 40. So, oh, like, I picked it out of the garbage.
Oh, wow.
I was walking around a party with a 40.
Out of the garbage?
Yeah.
Like, you're a homeless
dude,
bum.
I was like one.
When my parents first had my sister, you got to remember they were really young still, mm-hmm. right? And my sister was like, you know, maybe three.
Even younger.
My sister was like 3. My parents were like, my mom was like 21. My dad was like 25. They were having college parties because they were the only ones who had a house, right? Mm-hmm. And before my sister would go to bed and everybody's over, they'd be like, oh, Angie, go fetch me a beer. And she would like go to the fridge and grab them their beer and give it. Like, that was her job at the parties.
That's
well, no,
incredible.
That's every child's job ever.
Isn't that awesome?
When your dad's on the couch, all they have to do is just lift
up
an empty
this
beer,
wasn't
and you're like,
for the dad.
All right,
son,
I got you.
You're misunderstanding. This wasn't for the dad. This was for everybody.
Oh, no,
in
I got
the
this.
No, it was
for
was
the
escalated.
Fraternity.
Yeah, this was the frat. Was she was the frat beer wench at 3 or 4.
Beer
she
wench.
Was the beer wench.
Yes,
at like 4 years old.
What a title!
I saw her the other day.
Yeah,
she
told
gym.
Me. She's like, I saw Zach. Didn't know who he was at first. I was trying to recognize him. He was trying to recognize me. And then we're like, oh, yeah, right. That's yeah. what she said.
And then, well, she paid with a card.
And then I reminded her that we were like third cousins for a while.
For a while.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
They are indeed are you, related, yes.
You're not third cousins anymore, though?
It was through marriage, and I don't think the marriage is still a thing.
You guys were always closer to that side of the fucking family.
Zach, I don't know them. I've never met them. What do you mean I'm closer?
I don't know their names.
The Ropers, that's all I know.
Yeah, but you know more than I do.
So there's just a family somewhere in between the two of you guys that's the
yeah.
missing link.
And
neither of you are sure if they're still married.
And they
or
live
not.
In town.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You have no idea if that marriage is still a thing.
I thought it was I don't know.
It's like Kelsey's uncle.
Yeah, and it's like my
was married to like one of your
I think it might be my mom's
like
cousins
yeah.
or something.
You know what, at that point I wouldn't care either.
Yeah, that'll
honestly.
That'll happen in a small town though, is there'll just be some sort of weird familiar
but, okay,
line.
But here's the thing. I didn't grow up with these people at all.
Neither.
I grew up in Meriden.
Yeah. I had a similar thing. Kelsey up the street, we were related at one point by
right,
marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very weird thing. It was like uncle was married to it was a very weird thing. Yeah. And not anymore.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Nick's mother is a car.
Oh, that's right. Your mother is a car. My God, is she naggy? It's crazy.
She's a very naggy mom.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Guys, okay. I have an idea. Let's all go around. If your mom was a car. What would it be?
I don't like where this is going.
Okay, I probably shouldn't play this game.
I'm not going to.
I feel like this is a bad idea.
I thought about it when I said that.
It's one of James Bond's invisible cars. It's just one of those. Yeah. Yes. Oh, something like that.
God.
Happy Mom's Day, everybody. I'm not letting you answer for me. That's not going to happen.
Can we answer off air?
Containers.
Can we please?
Sure. You can answer off air.
I have an answer.
What car would your mom be, Adam?
Buggy.
Mm. Buggy.
Sure. Would she be yellow?
No.
Okay.
I don't know cars, to be honest. I'm like not a car person at all.
It doesn't have to be like that specific.
I don't know. I guess the one she drives.
So Nick's mother,
a 2014
would be
Pathfinder.
A Pathfinder.
Yeah, it would have to be the year, right?
Utility.
Utility. Good on gas.
She is a super mom, though. She takes care of 6 kids. Mm. So
that's a super mom right there.
Yeah, right.
That's our real superheroes, everybody.
Not firemen.
No.
Fuck those policemen. Guys.
Here's the thing about firemen.
Military personnel.
Oh, give me your hot take on a fireman. I'd love to hear this.
Nice. I haven't thought about firemen. Sure.
Are we ever going to talk about this
no.
show?
In theory, one day they would have to maybe run into a burning building. And, like, they take the job under the pretense that they'll have to at some point. But every single fireman I know, and that's exactly one fireman, doesn't do shit all day. And they, like, work once every 3 days and play cards on the other two.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. That's my thought on firemen. Really fucking lazy. That's all I'm saying. No,
Then you don't know many firemen.
I'm just saying that I think we should assign the job of everyday hero to a new profession. Because firemen seems to be the go-to.
Yeah, that new profession was changed a while ago to police officers.
Okay, fair point. Well, that sort of changed in recent memory, too.
Well,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
but...
saying. Did y'all see This Is America?
What? Yeah, I've seen it like 12 times. Okay.
This Is America? Like the Donald Glover thing?
Yeah. Childish Gambino. Bitch.
I've been to America.
Yeah, have you?
You've been to America?
I haven't gotten past the first 1 minute and 6 seconds of that video, because after he shoots the guy, it kind of loses interest for me.
Yeah, they synced it up to Call Me Maybe.
I just saw that.
And it was uncanny. It was incredible.
Really?
It was so good.
Oh, I want to see
this.
Did
you see the one where they synced it with September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, too.
It was incredible.
What are your feelings on this video? I'm curious.
Well directed.
Okay.
I guess. A little on the nose.
On the nose. I get where he's coming from, but it's wrong.
I mean, but let me just say this.
I want to say it's wrong, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not right.
I don't know the point of the video, because I only watched 1 minute and 6 seconds.
Yeah, it's...
But...
Yeah.
When's the last time we've talked about a music video in this
true.
Country?
I mean, no,
like,
it's true.
Yeah, no, true.
That's
it's
awesome.
For the right reasons?
For any reason.
Well, it said in the first few days it got, what, like 95 million views?
Broke a bunch of YouTube records or something. I don't know what it was. Yeah, and the song is okay. Like, the song is pretty
catchy.
Yeah,
the song's fine, yeah.
I don't know. It's like, okay, yeah, we're blind to gun violence because a black man is dancing. I guess that's the idea of the video. It's
sure.
Like we're too busy watching the guy dance and we're not paying attention to other people dying in the background. I guess, yeah, all right.
And then you get people like me who are just like, cool, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you know, okay, like a little on the nose, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's only really special if you make Black Panther.
Here's my problem with Donald Glover.
Okay.
He thinks he's Prince. And by that I mean he's way too comfortable taking his shirt off.
I think this is like the first time he's done that.
Nah, Bree. Nah. He's like at every
who?
B. At every
I heard Bree.
He said Bree.
Nah, Bree. Well, I went to bro, but then I switched to Bree halfway through the word. So, B,
so I'm a female.
So it came out Bree. Yeah.
Or cheese.
Yeah, not cheese.
Let's go with the cheese.
I had some today.
You did have some. Was it
I
Gouda?
Had some cheese. No, it was Brie.
No, he's always got no shirt on. He's at every award show, he never has a shirt on. That's like his thing whenever he performs.
This is the first time I've ever seen him without a shirt.
No, he was on Jimmy Fallon. He was at the Grammys. He was at, on SNL, all shirtless.
I mean, underneath his shirt, he's not wearing a shirt. Yes.
Shirt? No, no, no. Shirtless.
Maybe that's his thing, you know?
No, he thinks he's sexy. He ain't sexy.
Or maybe he gets it.
You were on Community. Like, that. You're not sexy.
He wasn't wearing a shirt in Spider-Man Homecoming.
True.
Was he in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes.
It's weird. He's like in 2 minutes of Spider-Man Homecoming. It's very weird.
He's the most important character.
And now he's like the biggest star in the world. It's, you know.
It's all it takes, man.
Anyway.
Nah.
My Mother, the Car.
Okay, right, let's get to it.
This is a show from 1965. We're 45 minutes in. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Whoa. No, we got time.
Plenty of time. This is a show from 1965 recommended by Zach. I have seen this show pop up a lot in searching for bad TV shows.
Yeah.
It's often on the top 10 list of the worst shows ever devised. And the concept is exactly what the title implies. It's a mom, that's a car.
Wow, we have our shit together tonight,
that's
people.
That's your fucking commentary, Adam. God damn.
Nick, care to explain the details, please?
So there's 30 episodes of this show, and we watch the first and last.
Right.
Naturally.
So, did you just... Okay.
I have something in my pocket.
What's in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Okay.
What's it got in its pocket, sis?
That was... What's it got in its
pocket? I can't do the voice.
Don't encourage him to do the Gollum voice. He doesn't need any more excuses. Go ahead.
So
I like Lord of the Rings.
First episode, we follow. I don't remember any of the characters' names because they're not important. Dave.
David.
Dave.
Jerry
we follow
Van Dyke.
Dave,
who, by the way, gave up. He took this instead of doing Gilligan's Island and the Andy Griffith Show.
Wow.
Whoa.
He passed on the other one, so he goes, "Oh no, I got to do this one."
That
unsung
is
hero.
Wow, that is
damn.
One of the great what ifs.
Yeah,
Gilligan's
he
Island and
both.
Andy Griffith. Wow, and he does my mother.
He was offered leads in both shows.
That's damn. Crazy.
Did he go on to do anything?
So this
else?
Guy could have been successful, but instead he's on our podcast.
Yes. Right. Is he related to Dick Van Dyke?
I believe so.
He looks
just like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, but then again, Dick Van Dyke looks pretty like bland in terms of, you know.
I guess.
He looks like everybody, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he look like you, Nico?
No, he doesn't look
okay,
like
well,
me.
There you go.
Let's be very clear about that.
So
go ahead.
We follow David in the first episode. He's at the car shop buying a car, sees a really old piece of shit. says fixer upper on it, and he goes, "Oh yeah, fixer upper."
He does say it in an oddly sexual way.
Yes.
He's like really creepy about it.
Yeah, there's some.
There's quite a few odd sexual innuendos.
There's some Freudian shit going on.
Yeah,
here.
And he hops in that vehicle, and it starts talking to him, and it's like, "Hey, David, I'm your mother."
Why is the
I'm
mother
a car,
Jewish?
David. I'm a car. I'm your mother.
I'm your mother.
Gotta brush your teeth, David. And so...
He is the brother of Dick Van Dyke.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh,
less successful
man.
Van Dyke.
Oh.
No, good for him.
Yeah, he should be the dick.
Okay, so the Jewish mother... Why is that your thing now?
that's my stinger for bad jokes. That's what I
wow.
do every time.
So he buys the car, brings it home. His wife's like, "Why'd you get this piece of shit?" And he's like, "This is my mom." And they all think he's a loon because he is a loon.
Because he thinks his mother's a car.
Mm.
Right.
And this is some form of what did the Buddhists say?
Reincarnation.
Reincarnation. That's right.
What did the Buddhists say?
Basically, when you die, you can come back as a pussycat, an alligator, or a car.
Right.
Those are your choices.
Is that accurate, by the way?
That's in Buddhist tradition. It's written in the text, in the manuscripts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pussycat, alligator, car.
Automobile.
So by the way, I'm
way back in ancient India.
This is all explained very succinctly in the theme song of My Mother the Car, which is very helpfully presented as a sing along. Like they put the words on the screen during the theme song.
With a bouncing ball.
Yeah.
Well that's not
Well not in the first
That's not
episode,
episode 16's act, don't get carried away.
Because the show really doesn't do that much exposition. It's just explained all in the theme song.
You know, I think that was a good choice, though.
But again, back then, that's what they... Think about Gilligan's Island.
It's true.
The story of how they got on the island is the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
Every time, yeah. Imagine if Lost at the beginning of Lost was just like, the plane crashed and a lot of people died.
Was there like...
Guy got his legs broken again.
And now they're in purgatory.
Lost!
Did they
Polar
do that? I'm trying to think. They did that with the Beverly Hillbillies, too.
They, yeah.
Right?
No, they did it with all of them.
That's right. right. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, they don't make TV like they used to. Probably for good reason.
For very obvious reasons.
Everybody knows in a second life, we all come back sooner or later. Well, not everybody agrees on that, okay?
That's actually a point of controversy.
Yeah, I think in 1960, that would have been a pretty controversial point of view. Like, I think that's not something everybody can agree on.
Anyway. What'd Jesus die for? Shit.
Exactly. Exactly. As anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you might think my story is more fiction than it's fact.
Okay, Shatner.
But believe it or not, my mother, dear, decided she'd come back
as a car.
Yeah, very weird
she's
phrasing
very
choice.
Own. Driving star, something like that, right?
Guiding
she's
star.
My I was close.
She's my very pretty own close. Guiding star, a 1928 Porter. That's my mother, dear, because she helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's near. My mother, the car. My mother, the car. So that's the show, basically.
And I think most men in this situation, nobody else is around. Their mom's like, dear, I'm your mother. I'm a car.
Yeah.
I think that guy's going to be like,
yeah.
I'm gonna buy it for God.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent point.
As soon as the radio would say, "Hi, Zach," I'd be like, "Let's look at pickups over there." Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you got from this century?
What do you have that's not possessed?
I've seen a horror movie. You're not my mom. I don't trust you.
Can I
you
get
ain't my
no,
mom?
I am out.
Can I get
out of here, Satan?
Can I get FM radio, please?
Yeah. Serious, if you got it.
Yes, serious. Yeah, there are a number of social constructs that are like misrepresented in this show, including the trope of old 60s television where the wife and husband slept in different beds. Mm. You know, the kids are very stereotypical kids, the neighborhood dog, the whole...
I'm pretty sure it's their dog.
Well, it's their dog. You know, but the dog never comes inside. It's all very, like... surface level and not real.
Brady Bunch story before.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you for that. But I think yes, the worst example of this is the fact that the like car was not incinerated in the first 5 minutes of this show. There's no way I would sign up. Like, yeah, mom,
also,
you're back. Sleep
also,
in the garage.
Also, the biggest issue. Mm. There's a lot of issues, but the biggest issue is so she just. Waited in this car in this particular lot for 15 years for him to come.
I knew my son would come find me. It's like, what?
You know, like, why not possess, like, the coffee maker?
In the house, right?
In the house that clearly they use every day.
Well, we saw one episode where they use it a lot.
Well, yeah. She says that she didn't have a say in the matter.
What do you... She didn't?
No.
That's another thing. And the song is like she decided, but she said that she got put into this car.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't have a choice. This is what I was stuck in.
Interesting. Well, we could suspend our disbelief, can't we?
No.
No? Not even a little bit?
No.
Oh, why not?
Right. So, yes.
No, we have to take the theme song as canon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that is the Bible. We're going to nail it on a church door.
That's not what he did.
We went over this, Nico.
That would be a huge fucking nail. The Bible is like...
That'd be massive.
Bible is way too long.
Also, how strong is he where he can just nail it through the Bible?
Well, they got the nails through Jesus.
I was
hand.
Just about to say that. Oh. Fucking asshole. Well, those nails were pretty damn big, though.
You're actually right, though. That the would fact work. That he nailed it was kind of...
Yeah.
Insensitive.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, good point.
Even though Zach already said he didn't do it.
That's a microaggression. That's a microaggression.
Jesus is just shaking his head in disappointment.
Yeah, good point.
He's either shaking his head or in disappointment, or he's like, he gets it.
Well, he's definitely like,
he
gets
my
it.
Style.
Yes, that's right. That's how I like it.
We're so awful. So what happens in this first episode, Nick?
I like the first episode a lot. So he has...
No, this, I like the first one.
He drives his car home. He gets it fixed up. It's really shitty condition, so they get it fixed up. And when the guy's fixing it up in the car shop, they're treating it like it's a surgery, mm-hmm. which I thought was pretty funny. Mm. He goes through the car wash, and it gets all, you know, he gets all covered in soap. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Gets it painted, all red. It's nice. Comes home. Ah, oh, look at his brand new car. Then we get introduced to this character. He's a captain. What's his fucking
name? Captain Manzini or something like
captain
that?
Captain Manzini.
We don't know what he's the captain of.
No, he's just the Captain Manzini.
And right. He keeps offering them money for this car.
Right.
And he turns into this great little like villain that they're going to deal with. Like, sure. I want your car. I'll give you $1,000.
He was infatuated by the car, though. There, he was like,
Well, his shtick was like, I think he was supposed to be like a collector.
Okay. But he's chasing behind them in the car, holding up signs, $900. Yeah.
So he offers, I did the inflation calculator thing. He offers them $12,000 for this car.
Wow.
In today's money.
For this beat up thing.
So hold on.
In today's money, though.
What was his?
In today's money, yeah.
What was his greatest offer?
$1,500. That translates to $11,900 and chin. I'm calling it 12.
Yeah, and this car barely runs. Like, it's in
really fixed up, in fairness.
Right.
By the end.
It's in really, really bad shape. But yes, he wants the car, and the whole sort of conflict of the first episode is that the wife wants to sell the car, but he doesn't want to sell the car because his mother's in it. I think it's an excellent out. I think, like, he should have just let that, like, fly, man.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
She won't let me.
Hey, she wears the pants in this relationship, in this modern family.
Modern Family.
That's also a television show, Nico.
No, I get that.
Okay.
No, I get that. It wasn't meant to be a joke. Yeah, that's the other realistic thing is, like, no wife controls the checkbook in 1965. That is not... No. Yeah, that ain't gonna fly at all.
But so I looked up this character, because I'm like, I want to know what happens. Apparently... In episode 24, which is his last appearance.
Okay.
Oh, we should have watched that.
He hires a Dave lookalike. Dave's the main character whose mother is the car. He hires a Dave lookalike to steal the car.
What?
Was it like a casting call? Was it like a notice put out?
Was he played by the same guy? That would have been pretty funny.
I don't know.
Looking for a Dave type. Who's Dave?
Yeah.
You gotta look like Dave. That's the whole bit.
Wow, that's very strange.
Wow.
And then his running gag of mispronouncing his last name.
Hmm.
I was gonna get old fucking quick. It did get old.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, what's Dave's last name?
Crabtree.
Crabtree.
Crabtree. Hey, Mr. Crabapples.
Yeah, well, okay. I think I've actually heard of Crabtree before. Yeah.
Michael Crabtree.
Yeah.
The receiver.
That might be it.
Yeah.
I cannot think of two more stupid objects to put next to each other and make a word.
Crab tree.
Well, crab is not an object.
But yes, it is.
No, it is. And technically, it is.
And neither's a tree.
Is it?
Both are living things.
It's true, yeah.
Well, really, you put the word crab in front of
it. He can't think of two nouns. How about that?
There you go.
Like, if you describe anything as a crab, it doesn't sound that appetizing. Right or anything
crab.
Or appealing.
Crab is delicious.
Except for crab,
soft shell crab.
Crab, yeah, but
blue crab,
crab apple, crab tree, crab cake,
king crab.
Crab cakes are delicious.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, king crab is delicious. It's a type of crab.
Yeah, it's great.
King crab.
Yeah, big ass crab.
King crab is amazing.
Mm. Okay.
Isn't that what they're searching for in Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
Aren't they going for King Crabs?
I
Who
love
the fuck
that.
About the Deadliest Catch?
Oh, I used to love it.
By the way, it's still on. It's still airing new episodes.
I thought the guy died.
Yeah,
and then his son took over the ship.
Oh, my God. People actually, like, died on that show, though, right? That would, like, happen all the time. They just fall off the deck.
That's part of the reason why I liked it.
Well, like, they got, like, slammed in the head with the cages and everything like that.
Oh, my.
There were stakes.
I guess.
No, they were crabs.
Oh my God, that was great.
No,
that was great.
Shut the fuck up.
Kind of disappointed myself,
so
actually.
Good. You're literally the worst human being on this podcast right now.
I love the on this podcast right now.
Yeah, well,
later.
He has nothing to add to this.
I don't.
This show.
I didn't want to watch this.
You wanted to watch Pink Flamingos very bad.
Yes, I wanted to watch Pink Flamingos very badly.
Next week.
You fuckers.
Yeah, next week.
Are we all going to be here next week?
We'll see.
Oh, actually.
This is my problem. We're never here together.
Yeah, we'll do it. Don't you worry.
So, and it's not a bad Mother's Day film.
I don't believe you for some reason. I don't believe you.
It kind of works.
I wanted something heartwarming and more mechanical.
This did the trick, I'll tell you.
Pink Flamingos is very heartwarming, Nico.
Okay. All right. Does it warm other parts of my body, too?
Sure.
I hope not.
I would be very surprised if it did.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out.
So we also watched the last episode of the show.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
In which it just starts out, a guy named Bullets...
Bullets Morgan.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Bullets Morgan.
I'm Bullets Morgan.
And that's what he was billed as.
He just busts into their house, puts a gun to Dave's head, and he's like, "You keep quiet, see?"
That's a direct quote.
Yeah.
"You keep quiet,
nope,
see?"
That's how we talk.
Yeah, and he basically...
He's about 20 years after the lingo.
Yeah.
But he's using it.
"You make me some coffee now. That's how I like it."
He says, use at a few times, too.
Use?
He says use.
Like, I don't want any funny business from use.
Oh, yeah. He does, yeah, no, not a hey, go use the phone. Oh. Like, he's like, "Don't use the phone." No, one of use.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you want us to use the phone or don't use the phone?
Don't use the phone.
Yeah.
So he stays in their house waiting for his partner to arrive, and he's just trying to lay low while the cops are after him.
Because they just robbed
a
jewelry store?
Yeah, a jewelry store. Yes.
It's a very dark episode. I mean, a lot of, you know.
Literally holds a gun to their head several times.
Several times, yeah.
Could have been darker.
Yeah, well, that's true. True.
We've seen episodes of other shows that go dark.
That go there. That's the weird thing about sitcoms, and you don't really see it anymore because I don't think there's as many episodes. But what you can tell is that the writers by season 5 of some of these like family friendly shows were just like, just throw a pedophile in there. Let's just throw some rape in there.
I mean, 2.5 Men got pretty weird when they got rid of Charlie Sheen, right?
Yeah, I mean, because you don't see. There's only like 10 episode seasons now, but it's like back then it was 30 episodes in 30 one
episodes
season,
was a season
of My Mother the Car. Like, that was a flop. Was
this only one season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That show was canceled. It did not do well, but they still did 30 episodes of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're just throwing shit up against the wall and when they're high on you know, at midnight, trying to come up with episode 22. It's crazy. Yeah, anyway, it goes real dark. There's a home invasion. But
it goes real dark.
Yeah, what are some of the ploys that Dave and his wife use to try to get out of?
They try to put some sleeping pills in the coffee, which...
Also, hold on. Can we talk about how stupid Dave is?
Oh, he's pretty stupid.
Well, yes, he's a sitcom husband, so of course he's dumb.
But even I had trouble with the amount of stupidity in this scene. And I mentioned this when we were watching it, where I'm like, literally, he goes into the other room. He's out of sight from the gunman. Why doesn't he just leave the house?
Well, shoot his wife.
Yeah, and the kids are in there and shit, so, you know.
Why?
Probably.
So what?
Why? They live there.
No. What makes... I'm not convinced... Well, there you go. No. I'm not convinced he couldn't have gotten away with it. I'm pretty sure he could have gotten help.
Well, considering the breed of criminal that we're dealing with here, yes, that was probably...
He wasn't going to kill anybody.
No.
I would have called his bluff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he had it.
Sure.
A guy named Bullets is trying to intimidate you.
There are no bullets in that gun.
Yeah, do you think the gun was loaded? I don't think it was.
I doubt it.
I doubt it was. I don't think there was a single bullet in there.
You look closely, it was just made of wood.
Yeah. No. Why didn't his partner have a gun?
Because she's a lady.
Okay.
And ladies can't carry guns. That's not in the Second Amendment, Adam.
My bad.
What are you, crazy? Going to start giving broads guns next time? Next thing you know, they'll be voting. What are you, kidding me? Yeah, so that happened. The guy tried throwing coffee in the in Bullets' face.
But little you know, he had one of those stupid coffee pots. Come out the fry. We're
domesticated. Yeah, not working.
And then he ends up throwing the hot coffee in his own face.
Oh, such a funny sight gag. Yeah. The sleeping pills in the coffee was, you know, as you pointed out, they might cancel each other out.
I don't know what they would do. I feel like it wouldn't make you feel good though.
Let's test
It'd be like taking Dayquil and Nightquil at the same time. Like nothing happens.
They at least could have been like, I'll give them some decaf. Right. like plate it in. It doesn't take that much.
Well, like, oh, in this one cup, let's put all of the sleeping pills.
I was gonna say, isn't that like?
But they dumped like a few into the pot of coffee.
And it's not like horse tranquilizer we're dealing with here. It's just like something.
It's a 1960s sleeping pill.
It'll make you feel drowsy. It's not gonna put you out.
Yeah.
Maybe they put enough in the coffee, they could have killed the guy, right?
No, I don't think so.
Why
I
not?
I don't think so, Adam.
People have a tendency to kill themselves with sleeping pills, Nick.
Well,
it's Nico.
Yeah, you just called Nick.
I did say
you
Nick.
You were not talking to Nick.
No, I'm not.
I'm a little offended.
Fuck you, Nick.
Okay.
Christ. You know, that's like his go-to greeting.
It's fuck you.
It's just like, fuck you, Nico. It's every time. Nico. Yeah, every the first time I say, fuck you, Nico.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying.
I'm glad I brought you two together. Yeah. It's all your fault.
I'm not. Yeah. Adam, go home. Go back to your box under the on-ramp.
Under the overpass.
No, you don't get to live under the overpass.
I don't. Why not?
Your status in life.
The overpass hobos are like poking you with a stick. Get away. This is our land.
That's our pigeon.
They're wearing like leather jackets.
Yes. The Jets.
It's just West Side Story.
We're near Jets.
Can I be that hobo in a
hobo
clockwork?
With a shotgun?
No, in a Clockwork Orange, who's just minding his own business and then gets the shit
and then
beat
gets
out of him.
Brutally murdered.
He doesn't get murdered.
On your best day, you're the hobo from Warriors. On your best day,
Adam Hall,
come out and play.
Okay. Are you surprised that I knew all of these references?
Yeah, you're
I'm a game.
Pretty good. You're pretty good with hobos.
You're catching up.
Yeah.
You're
have you seen up. Hobo
you
with a shotgun?
Haven't seen Hobo with a shotgun.
Okay. Nick, you have a lot to go considering you just watched Truman Show.
Good movie. Good movie.
Truman Show's good. Truman Show's very good.
Ah, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
That was a good year.
It's good. Bullets ends up singing lullabies for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And the children end up being Bullets' ultimate demise. Because,
Uncle Bullets, come over again.
Yeah, because they were like, yeah, sorry, Bullets, we called the cops on you.
Our bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Bullets for the Children.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that's the name of my new memoir. Bullets for the Children.
I think you mean manifesto.
a modest proposal.
Great reference. Nobody gets it, but that's a great reference.
I got nothing on that one.
You don't know A Modest Proposal?
No.
During the potato famine in Ireland, this guy wrote this thing called A Modest Proposal, and he basically writes why they should just eat babies.
Yeah.
He writes a very strong argument. They actually teach us in persuasive writing classes.
Right.
He writes a very strong argument for why they should eat babies.
Yeah.
It's satire, but it's hilarious. Yeah, you should read it.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Great reference from like the 1800s. Good job, Nico.
I do what I can. Doth made a good one.
God damn.
Doth made a good one.
I'm so checked out.
Well, no, we explained the whole show. That's it. Everything in between sucks. So don't bother.
Yeah, I maketh the callback.
The fuck was that accent?
Shit. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Well, no. So I guess ultimately, Bullets and his evil lady, Frankie. Bullets
which wasn't
Frankie.
Misleading at all.
Frankie.
When he was like, yeah, no, Frankie's coming.
Gotta love that trope too. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's
Frankie's
a woman.
Oh, yeah, we gotta wait for Lisa. It's this 6 foot jack dude. Okay,
I'm Lisa.
What was the bodyguard's name in Dodgeball?
Oh,
well,
Michelle.
There was Laser, Blazer, Taser, and Michelle. And then what was the Ukrainian lady? What was she like?
Fran Stelanaskovich.
Fran Stelanaskovich.
I love that you know that.
Oh,
if you can dodge, a wrench,
useless
you can dodge
a ball.
The 5 Ds of dodgeball: dodge, duck, dip. Dive and dodge.
Dodge. You look like a bunch of retards trying to hump a doorknob.
Oh, that. Which reminds me, Rip.
I love that movie so much.
Rip Torn was in this show, by the way.
Yeah, no, not Rip Torn or Rip Taylor. Just some other guy.
No Rips.
Some other guy with a mustache. Rip Taylor was pretty sweet, though. Big Rip Taylor fan.
So ultimately,
there's this neighbor. Wait. We should mention the neighbor.
Wait, fuck the neighbor.
Was the neighbor like he must have been introduced in another?
Yeah, but we skipped 28 episodes.
Yeah,
like fuck him.
Yeah,
neighbor sucks. He's a moron.
Yeah, he was.
He's like the shitty neighbor trope, like always coming by and getting your business. Hey neighbor, let me tell you about the thing. Shut the fuck up. And he's like busts in. Yeah, fuck him. Sure. the two bad guys ultimately try to get in the getaway car, which now they finally bring back to, hey, my mom's a car, remember?
They clearly, like, abandoned the whole premise of this show, like, 10 episodes.
Quickly.
There's only so many, like, exhaust pipe jokes you can make, you know what I mean, before it gets old.
Oh my god. I felt like it was sort of, it was almost secondary in the first episode. It was sort of,
yeah, a little
it didn't
bit
really matter.
They really didn't go for it in the way that you would want. The no.
first episode could have been just as funny if it wasn't his mom.
Right.
Yeah. If it was just a car.
It was just, yeah, it's just some random person.
He's like, I like this car. And his wife's like, I want to sell the car. And the guy's like, give me your car. Okay, funny show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, wacky.
My car's a car. That's the name of the show now.
Now it's just a car.
My car, the car.
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 Okay. So they try to get away in the escape.
No, Adam, no, it's not.
It's a great bit.
Not a good bit.
They try to get away in the getaway car that happens to be a mom. And and the guest,
I don't know if you heard.
That's the best way you could have said that.
And I believe I actually spaced out at this point and missed the whole thing, and I had to ask Zach what happened.
So they go to start it. Fucking Dave is drugged in the back because he acts. Oh, we forgot to mention he obviously drank the one coffee with the sleeping
yeah
pills.
The old chef Chekhov's gun thing. Yeah,
didn't see that coming.
Yeah, cup of Joe thing.
So he's in the back. The guy's like, how do you start the thing? And it starts up because did you guys know it's his mother? And then
sometimes you're a pussycat, sometimes you're an alligator.
Sometimes, yeah. Hey, you get a car. Yeah. But yeah, so the great joke.
Don't explain joke. The visual bit. Don't explain it.
You had to be there.
You had to be there.
But so the car just ends up going, like, just driving back and forth in the driveway. Spins. No tire screech.
No.
Just
no.
Spins.
Yeah.
And then, can't afford that soundtrack.
Yeah, no. And then the mom throws them out of her.
Get out of me, bad guy.
Pull out.
More. Oh, there could have been so many great pull out jokes. Oh yeah.
Eject.
Oh god. We should do a reboot for this show.
Yes.
We could definitely
pull. We it could off. Sell this to some streaming
Amazon.
Service.
Amazon. Like Amazon will pick it up.
Crackle or YouTube Red will greenlit this thing.
Hey, if they're doing Cobra Kai, we
absolutely they'll do this. My mother. Yeah, so good, yeah. So yeah, she just starts driving around in haphazard fashion and you know.
And then we're left with the greatest cliffhanger in television history.
Right.
He owes the neighbor $1.95.
Beautiful. Now, imagine if this show
better than The Sopranos.
Imagine if this show had a crossover episode with what's the David Hasselhoff show with the car?
Oh, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Can you imagine how great that would have been?
Hold on. In the trivia on the show, it said, "Yeah, this was the base television show." For Knight Rider.
What?
What does that
mean? So you're saying
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Are you saying Knight Rider based its premise off of
I
this show?
I think so.
Like, we're going to do a show like that, except make it good?
Yeah. Well. What
else? Good. Better. Not yeah. Good.
What
relatively
if this was like a prequel
speaking.
To Knight? Like, what if the car mom died and got reincarnated as another car?
Ooh.
So the mom got totaled.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And now Kit. It's not a computer.
It's a car.
It's a car.
And it's some guy named David's
also
mom.
Also somebody's name. Up.
Well, it's Dave's mom.
Yeah, Hasselhoff's. Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yes. David Hasselhoff would say yes to this immediately. He would. There would be no hand-wringing.
Yes to SpongeBob. Of course he would.
He also said yes to the reboot of Knight Rider, which was
oh, that's right. They did do that. Yes,
for
they did
a year,
reboot.
And it was shit.
Yes.
It was utter shit.
Yeah.
Let me guess. It was on Fox?
Yes.
Of course it
just
was.
Just to add it to the list of failed Fox shows. Let's bring back Napoleon Dynamite, but a cartoon.
Oh,
remember
God.
That garbage?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. They
God.
Did do
they
that.
They did do that.
Are you aware that Lethal Weapon and The Exorcist are both shows on Fox
yes.
right now? Oh. Like, they've rebooted both of those things.
Fox is garbage.
Didn't they also do, like, a Knight Rider, but he's, like, the X-Files? Or it was like...
No. That's Baywatch Nights.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
We did that.
Watch that.
Oh, we watched that one.
You're just talking about David Hasselhoff fights aliens. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes. Baywatch Nights. What a great one.
It's I want to watch that again.
Oh.
That was terrific.
Who did Fargo?
What are you talking
about? FX.
FX? Yeah. It was a, well, there's one.
Okay, that's one out of 100. I'm looking at the trivia right now. It does say base TV show. I don't know what that means. I don't even know if that's a complete sentence.
It's also, it was nominated in 2005 for the TV Land Awards.
For
best character seen, heard but not seen for The Mother.
Really?
Yes.
That's a weird category.
50 years later. Who do you give that to?
Well, 40. 40 years later.
Seen but... Okay. Wait.
That's a weird...
The character's nose is heard but not seen. Because it's the voice of the mother.
The wife.
What's that character in that Tim Allen show?
Wilson. No, but Wilson was seen.
Was he?
Just not from the chin down.
Does that count?
Well, no. He was shown from the chin down, but when that happened, you didn't see from the from like the lips up.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that
Wilson?
One.
Wilson? Does Shadow count?
Home Improvement.
He's the neighbor who's always at the fence.
That's right.
I mean, why wouldn't Kit like be the nominee there? Why are we nominating Mother the Car?
Because I think because Kit is legitimately the car. Like, it's the computer system that runs the car.
Yeah,
this is just the mother who is in a car.
That's a very weird.
It's a weird line.
Category in an even weirder award show.
Yes.
Like, why does TV Land
have an award show?
It's very strange. I'm also looking David's mother.
I love the idea of an award show that you only like give the awards to dead people. That's great. It's just like all shit that nobody's heard of anymore.
Were there any other fun facts that were worth noting?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm reading them right now. They're kind of
these stupid. Facts aren't very fun.
Yeah.
Where are the fun facts?
Hey, you guys want to hear a fact? Is it fun? No. Fuck. No. I'm out. Pass.
This is history class. No, it better be fun.
I liked history class.
I liked history.
Yeah.
I was good at it, but I liked it.
Hey, Ripley, want to hear a story? Will I believe it? Then no!
That's good.
I'll be here all night. And
you know those piece of the shit books, though? Seriously?
I own like 5 of them.
So I'm pretty sure because...
Like, you still do?
Oh, they're still there, yeah.
I'm pretty sure because
you
of
want
the title...
them? I have extras.
I'm good. I
My mother
want
would buy me those every year for Christmas because for some reason she thought I wanted them. I don't know.
I think because of the title of that, they were literally allowed to lie to you.
Yeah.
Because that shit was not... Most of it was not true.
Right. No, that was the thing. They had a TV show.
I remember
that. Oh, I remember
with
the show.
Dean
yeah.
Cain.
Yeah,
and,
Dean Cain.
And they would tell some absurd story that clearly wasn't true, and then he'd be like, believe it? And it'd be like, no, I don't actually.
Well, yeah,
I don't,
that was the
Superman.
Thing, is they weren't lying, because it was like, believe it or not. Yeah. Or not. Your choice. Don't believe it. Go ahead. Who gives
so
a shit?
Affect,
it's okay.
It could affect
I will say, if you go to the Ripley like museums, those are a hell of a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all your choice.
I've been to one.
Was it the one in on the boardwalk in
South Carolina? Yes, in Myrtle Beach. I've been.
No. I went to the one in Ocean City.
No, I've been to the one in Myrtle Beach.
The one in Ocean
There's
City.
This whole thing. It's the Ripley's. I think it's called Auditorium, which is just all like just disgusting like body horror stuff. That's basically like it's the lizard man or it's the guy with 3 tongues or it's the, you know.
I would absolutely fucking love that.
Yeah, you would probably love
Your belly button was featured.
Oh, yeah, it was. That's actually, you should go down there and audition.
You have checks waiting for you for the to use your belly button.
My belly button is a lucrative thing.
That's terrible.
More lucrative than anything else you've done.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, you'd be the freak. You'd be a freak show performer. Who is most... Yeah, he's the most likely to be a freak show performer of the 4 of us, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
He'd be featured as that. Yeah, maybe I'll... I would pass for the bearded woman, but... Yeah.
You would? Yeah, maybe.
It's the hair part that's holding me back.
Right.
No, you'd be like...
Good bet.
It'd be like, come one, come all. Look at the
it's
man
funny
who
cause
can't
you're a
eat
man.
An apple.
Like... You can't eat an apple? Now what?
They'd give you a slice and be like, it's either apple. That or nothing. And you'd be like, oh, fuck me.
I don't believe it.
Wait, you can't eat an apple?
No, I can eat
no,
an apple.
No, yeah, I just said a random fruit.
I can eat an apple. I'm not that crazy.
Well.
This has been fun, guys. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
What else you got for me,
thank
kids?
You. I carried those children for, what was it, like 6 months?
What else?
7 months?
What
next? 7 months, right?
Next. Why'd you start mumbling?
7 months?
You start mumbling, Zach.
Is it 7 months seven that you carry children for?
Six,
7 months?
Five.
Six. Yeah, 7 months I
definitely
carried them.
Definitely not seven.
Oh, no. Am I too high? Is
a little
it four?
Higher.
And
it's
24. Why did you yodel? What
he's the doing
fuck?
The fucking the Price is Right.
The
thing.
Price is Right.
The yodel going up the fucking mountain. I knew
you asshole.
What else,
man,
you got?
Fucking Drew Carey.
If you can't tell, it's night.
Did I tell you?
Yes.
Did I they get weird yes. at night.
Did I tell you what Drew Carey's net worth was?
No, but it's probably what, like 16.
Yes, let's guess. Actually,
14.2
million. 14.2
million.
I want to say like 16 million.
16 million.
Although I feel like that's low now that he's doing presses.
No, 16
right.
million. Go ahead. Closest without going over.
20 million.
You think 20 million? So based on the Price is Right yearly salary, the Whose Line Is It Anyway royalty checks, and the Drew Carey Show royalty checks, Drew Carey has a total net worth of $140 million.
Holy shit.
That man does not deserve
this.
A lot of money.
Wow. Has there ever been a guy that has
the
made.
The points don't matter.
Oh! There it is!
They don't matter.
Tonight's winner, Nick Evangelista. No, there's never been a guy that's made more with less. You know what I mean? That's just got more
hey,
money.
I'm Drew Carey here. We're for a show and we're going to go.
He's not even that good at what he does. Like, he's fine, but he's not like, you know.
No, he's incredibly, like, fine.
How many...
He's mediocre at improv.
How many comedians have come around that are more talented than him, you know?
Plenty. There's people who've done far more with
many,
far less.
Many.
Less talent.
Like?
Ringo Starr?
Yeah, I guess that's... Okay. Well, that's the obvious example, of course. That's the... Yes. That is the ultimate right place at the right time guy.
Yes.
That's all that
oh,
was.
Yeah.
I mean, true, but
yes.
Come on.
Second on that list is Adam Hall.
How much is how much is Wanda Sykes worth? She should be worth more than Drew Carey. In my opinion.
Let's, okay, let's do that.
She should be.
How many Wanda Sykes is Drew Carey worth?
Yes, yes.
I really hope it's not what we think it might be. I really hope it's not.
By the way, I want like all net worths in terms of like...
How much is it?
Oh no.
No, let's play the game. Okay. How many Wanda Sykes?
How many? So wait. How many Wanda Sykes is Drew Carey worth, or how many Drew Carey's is Wanda Sykes worth?
No, how many Wanda Sykes is Drew Carey worth? You said it was 100.
This is a great game. You said how many Wanda Sykes? That's a great game.
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Every single time we podcast, whoever is the most famous person in the whatever we're watching,
right.
we rank or measure them in Drew Carey's.
Okay.
No, that's what I think the Forbes list should be. It should be like Jeff Bezos is worth 130 Drew Carey's. You know what I mean?
Okay, hold on. How much did you say Drew Carey was worth?
He's worth $140 million.
Okay. So she's clear.
Okay. How many Wanda Sykes, Nick, is Drew Carey worth?
$1.
This should be a new Price is Right pricing
game.
No,
I think she's worth a tenth of a Drew Carey.
A tenth. Okay.
A tenth of a Drew Carey.
So 10 times, Drew Carey's 10 times more.
Yeah.
So that would be $14 million.
No, it would be one tenth of a Drew Carey. We're measuring.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Stick to the unit of measure.
Okay.
So Drew Carey is worth how many Wanda Sykes?
Approximately 16 Scovilles.
Yeah, no. So, no, do it that way.
Can I convert it to Celsius first?
Drew Carey is worth 10 Wanda Sykes.
Yes. Okay. Drew Carey's worth 10 Wanda Sykes.
10? Oh, okay. Whoa. All right.
How many
Part
Wanda
of the fun
Sykes,
is the math.
How many Wanda Sykes will it take to get to Drew Carey's net worth?
I found that if you say anything what's his name now?
The Brian Regan voice.
The Brian Regan voice. It's funny.
It's
just immediately
it explains
funny.
His whole
Wanda
act.
Sykes,
Wanda Sykes.
I'm going.
I love this game.
I love Wanda Sykes, by the way.
I also love
Wanda Sykes. No, I like Wanda Sykes.
Delightful
she has
woman.
That show, she has that game show. I don't know if you guys realize. She has that game show. The game show, the game show. Or
she's
no,
not, no
talk
she's,
show, the game show.
No, that's not her show.
She's one of the head producers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Don't lie to me. She's one of the head producers.
So how many Wanda Sykes equals one Drew Carey?
I'm going.
Wanda Sykes X equals Drew Carey. What's the X?
22 and a half.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go. I'm gonna go
without
with,
going over.
I'm gonna go with 15 Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna go with.
Adam Hall, you just won.
Oh God.
How close am I?
It would take 23 and a third Wanda Sykes to reach Drew Carey's memoir.
You're coming back to spin the wheel right after this.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
She's worth $6 million.
Wow.
I love this game.
All right. Please join us next week for another edition of How Many Wanda Sykes Are You Worth?
Nick, you are just off the chain tonight.
That's a Friends bit. They did that in Friends.
No, I'm better than Friends. They did not do that in Friends.
Did you guys hate Friends?
Friends is a piece of shit.
It's the worst.
I know he hates it. I know Nico. Do you? What's your take on Friends?
I don't really care.
I don't even like Friends.
I don't mind it. It's,
I mean, it's no Seinfeld, but
man. No, nothing is Seinfeld. Is worth?
$6 million.
That's about right. But I wish it was more, man. She's. I like her. She's funny.
She's worth 1/23 Drew Carey.
She's quick.
She is quick.
She's quick. Drew Carey's slow.
The best part of those Bruce Almighty movies. Or she's in the second one. Yes. The Steve Carell one.
Evan Almighty.
She's
Evan Almighty.
Excellent.
Awful.
Terrible movie. Terrible but movie. She's great. Love Wanda. All right. That'll do it. Guys, this was fun. Happy Mother's Day. You're at Some Adam Hall. You're at Tacky Slacks. You, I don't know. And I'm at Funny Nico Tweets. TooManyThoughtsMedia.com, TMT.media. Remember, write a review on iTunes and we'll read it on the air no matter how obscene.
Or how late, because that's an old review.
Yeah, or how late. Yeah, we'll read it in like a year. Until then, everybody, thanks for coming by.
Mm-hmm.
You've all been naughty.
No,
I hate you.
I was alone.
Naughty.
Are you here with the plant?
I thought that was good.
Fuck you.